Adam Pengilly joining us. How are you, Adam?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, going well.
You've been a bit under the weather, mate. Are you okay?
Been struggling a little bit the last couple of days. We're probably trying to recover from Buzz's Big Sports Breakfast calendar suggestion earlier in the week.
You didn't get a start.
No, I didn't, which is
think
fair
yourself
enough.
Very lucky, Adam.
Can I make one suggestion, though? I think we've got to push wide luck the batting order a little bit from December. And why don't we finish the year with Narc as Mr. December?
Oh, we could get Narc in December. Well, we put Widler up to October, leave Bulldog in November. He's got to be down the bottom.
Imagine
Bulldog.
The Narc with no gear on.
Mate.
I haven't seen the Narc. But
no,
I can only imagine.
Have
you ever seen him, Loz?
I'd love to get a photo of him. Or
you haven't
see
even
him
seen a photo.
I'd love to critique him. He can critique us.
Yes.
I'd love to have a crack at the big fella.
Yeah. Staring at him when you're looking in December, the month of December on that calendar.
Well, we want to sell them.
Can you imagine just getting through a whole year and getting ready for the festive season and Christmas and whatever else, and flip the calendar and there's the Narc in December.
Oh, jeez. Feeling like it. Yeah, anyway, ridiculous Brilliant. Pose. Anyway, what do you make about the restrictions for overseas jockeys that New South Wales riders are pushing for, Adam?
Yeah, fascinating story written by my colleague Chris Roots in the Herald today, Jared. I must stress, it's only the proposal stage at the moment, but the New South Wales Jockeys Association have gone to Racing New South Wales to discuss a potential to have a lot of these overseas riders restricted on who can come down here to Australia. A part of that proposal is they would have had to have won a Group 1 in the preceding 12 months, or two Group 2s, or three Group 3s. If they wanted to come to take up a short-term licence. I think a lot of this has come on the back of the success of Tom Marquand's over the summer. We know he had a fantastic few months down here in Australia, won the English Millennium, also picked up a Group 1 on a day. But I don't think there's any suggestion that the jockeys don't want these international riders to come for our major races throughout the autumn and spring carnivals. I think it's more the off-season there this proposal is based around. I don't know how far this proposal is going to get. I must stress, there's been no decision made on this, but I would have thought the apprentices would be the sticking point, really, because a lot of the apprentices we have down here in New South Wales at the moment, the better ones anyway in Sydney, have come from overseas. You think Rachel King, you think Robbie Dolan, you think John Van Overmeer. So there's a few there. So very interesting times. We'll wait and see how this plays out in the next coming months.
Adam, great news for Victorian owners with Racing Victoria to keep majority of the spring prize money at pre-COVID levels.
Yeah, a lot of people were sweating on this announcement, Clarkey. I think there was really some fears that there were going to be massive prize money cuts down there in Victoria leading towards the spring carnival. To start off with the three major races, the Melbourne Cup, the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate are all going to stay at their pre-COVID-19 levels. So the Melbourne Cup was worth $8 million, the other two worth $5 million. A few cutbacks for other major races throughout the spring carnival. The Cantillar down, obviously at Melbourne Cup Week at Flemington, the mile race is down to $1.5 million. The Darley Sprint Classic as well is down to $1.5 million. A couple of other Group 2 and Group 3 races in Cup Week as well. But by and large, I think it's been a pretty good result for most trainers and owners down there in Victoria.
I'll tell you what, Adam, this story caught my eye. It was premiership winning coach Dennis Pagan down there in Melbourne, coached North Melbourne to a premiership. He's started up horse training, and he's got a runner on Saturday at Flemington.
What a fascinating little story, Laurie. He's been doing some work, I think, for the last couple of years in the industry with Troy and Leon Corstens, but he decided to go out on his own to an extent and just train a very small team of horses. He had his first runner at Flemington there on the weekend, Johnny Get Angry, going around in a stakes race. So it'll be a massive thrill for Dennis, even considering everything he's achieved in his sporting career over the years. He's 72 years old, you know, so he's not getting any younger, but He just said he's going to train horses just in his own name. He doesn't want to train for any outside interest. He's not being rude about it, but he wants to keep a very small team. So he'll have five or six horses. I think his colours are going to very much resemble the North Melbourne colours, the silks, obviously. So we'll see how Johnny Get Angry goes on the weekend. But, yeah, what a cool little story. Dennis Pagan getting involved in training.
I'm just trying to work out in my mind, or I was thinking about it this morning when I read the story. I don't know whether you know off the top of your head, but have there been any successful or any other high profile sporting personalities turn their hand to horse training?
A couple of footy ones off the top of my head, Laurie. Terry Fay, the old Red Fern Express, has been training for a while.
Yep.
He's been training in the country areas. The one that sticks out for me, I know he didn't play many AFL games, Robert Hickmont, former trainer for Lloyd Williams, won a Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, they're the two that stick out to me off the top of my head. I'm sure there's others that I've forgotten, and the text line will probably light up in the next few minutes. But, yeah, they're the two football ones that I remember. Terry Fay and Robert Hickmont won a Melbourne Cup.
Got you at Kosciuszko tickets yet, mate?
I don't yet, Jared. I'm going to have to try and buy a couple, hopefully. Are we eligible anyway to go in this? Probably not, maybe.
I don't think we'd be popular winners, put it that way.
No, no. But the Quasi-Osco tickets went on sale yesterday, so for $5 each, you can buy those tickets. Hopefully become a slot holder in the Quasi-Osco. I think that runs through to about September, that ticket draw. And I've sort of seen the excitement it brings to a couple of these slot holders who had the winning horse in the last couple of years. I think I remember with Belle Fly, the young group of guys who bought the tickets and chose Belle Fly, and he won at big odds, and they decided to stay in the horse as part of the ownership after the Kosciuszko, I think, from memory serves me correctly. And then there was that group of owners from down at Shell Harbour last year who teamed up with Handle the Truth to win the race. So I'm sure there'll be another pretty good storyline after the Kosciuszko in a few months' time.
Great to talk to you as always, mate.
You too, boys.